Okay. We have the case where a person is married to two Yisomos. One's a Chereshes and one's a Ketana. And they're sisters. So Shaila is, what should he do now that they should be able to get married to somebody else? So Ketzer Takanosim. Okay. Rashi, Ketzer Takanosim, Diktana v'Chereshes. Hoil ve'ein ho'achas poteres arasa. Since we said that, since that's what we learned till now, that we don't know which marriage is better for him, which one is more preferable, the Chareshes or the Ketana. Ketana has a mile that she'll eventually be good, be an adult. The Chareshes is never going to be okay. The Chareshes has a mile, she's a Gedola. And what's it called? And therefore, she's more Roy Labia. So that's the Shaila. Which one does he prefer? Which one's a stronger marriage? And therefore, since they're not equal, one doesn't pater the other one. In addition, the Chareshes can't get Chalitza. That's another factor. Now we're going to say there's a different reason why the two marriages aren't the same. Even though they're both rabbinic marriages, they are the Rabbanan did not make the marriages the same way. The Chareshes la bas Chalitza hi. The Nepuk Tarvayu the Chalitza. You can't give them both Chalitza because you can't give the Chareshes Chalitza. And if you are okay, so we'll see one second. The Imiyabim La, the Cholitz Ktana, right, Likishitagdil, right, Mitzvah Kamaiso Ele. If you'll be Miyabim the Chareshes, and then wait till the Ktana will grow up and you'll give her Chalitza, then you're assuring your wife, the Chareshes to you. Because she's now Achos Chalutzasa. She's the sister of the one that you gave Chalitza to. So that can't work. The Komle below Yivna. Right, here it's not talking about the sisters. It's talking about what's it called where they're not sisters. But then you're what's it called? Once you gave Chalitza to one, you can't be Miyabim the other. You can't have two Yibums or two Chalitzas or a Chalitza with Yibum. Right? It's either you Miyabim one or you Cholitz one. Here, if you gave Chalitza to the Chareshes, or you were Miyabim the Chareshes, and then you gave that doesn't help for the Ketana. She still needs something. You obviously can't be Miyabim both of them, and you can't what's it called give Chalitza to one and then what's it called be Miyabim the other, or give Yibum to one and then give what's it called Chalitza to the other, because you give Chalitza to the other, the first one becomes Osir to you. Why? Because normally if you'd be Miyabim a woman and then you gave Chalitza to her Tzara, it would be nothing, because Ein Achar Bia Klum. Right? Once you're Miyabim, everything's finished, so the Chalitza is meaningless. But over here it's not finished, because each one leaves a little bit over, because one doesn't help for the other. So whatever's left over, that Chalitza helps. And Mamela, now you have Chalitza and a Tzara, you can't now be Miyabim the other Tzara. And if, what's it called, if you were, you can't get rid of her. So you're stuck. So the Gemara says, so what do you do? How are both of these women now going to be able to marry? So then the Gemara says, Om Rav Chizda, Om Rav, Komeis HaChareshes, Umotziyo Beget, you marry the Chareshes. You make Yibum on the Chareshes, Yibum Durabonon, and then you divorce her. Okay, you have to divorce her, because otherwise, later on, she's going to become also to you anyway. Because you're going to have to give Chalitza to the Ketana. So you make Yibum with the Chareshes, and you divorce her. And then Uktana tam tachlos. And then the Ketana, you wait till she grows up and she gets Chalitza. So what's it called? So now both of them can get married to regular people. You've fixed them both up. Okay. Om Rav Chizda, Shema Mino, Kesova Rav, Chareshes Knuya Umishuyeres, Ketana Knuya Ve'ena Knuya. Okay, so now I have to explain this. I don't know how much farther we're going to get now, because it's going to take a while to explain what's going on over here. The thing is like this. We said that these two marriages are not equal, and therefore the B of one won't pat to the other, or the Chalitza of one won't pat to the other. Okay, each one needs Chalitza or Yibum, whatever Shaykh. Why? So until now, the Gemara said, because we're not sure which marriage was closer to the guy. He'd rather have a Chareshes or have a Ketana. Since the marriages aren't equal, right? There's a svara to say this one's more, and therefore, what's it called? The Rabbanan said that one won't help the other one. Now we're saying a different reason. We're saying that the Rabbanan, when they made these two marriages, rabbinic marriages, they made them differently. Why they made them different, I'm not sure. Maybe because of the svara we said before. One marriage they made a chalos misafik, and the other one they made a safik chalos. Now, what's that mean? A safik chalos means we're not sure if the marriage took effect or not. Safik. Could be it took effect. If it did, it takes effect completely. If it didn't take effect, it didn't take effect at all. That's called a safik chalos. Safik, whether it took effect or not. If it did, it took effect completely. If it didn't take effect at all. That's called knuya ve'ena knuya. Then there's knuya mushuyeris. Knuya mushuyeris means they made a chalos safik. In other words, the thing vare took effect, but only partially. It's not a full effect. It's only a partial effect. It's a chalos safik. And the other one is, it's a sothic chalos. Okay. So that's the shaila. Now the shaila is, which one did they do, which one? Did they make the ketana? And for whatever reason, they're different. Okay? So, could be the ketana is a sothic chalos. In other words, if it took effect completely, and then it would help for the other one. And if it didn't take effect at all. And the other one, they made knuya umushieres, a chalos sothic, that Ivani took effect, but only partially. Okay. Right, so now the Gemara says, Rav Chisda said, Shema mino kesover rav, chareshes knuya mushuyeres, the chareshes is the one that is a chalos safik, and the ketana is the one that's a safik chalos. Okay, why? The isol kedai the chareshes knuya ve'ena knuya, ketana knuya mushuyeres, because if you would hold it, be the opposite, that the chareshes would be the safik, and the Tana would be the one that's not a complete chalos, but a partial chalos for sure, right? Then chareshes amai kol neisho motziya beget. Then why would you have to marry the chareshes and divorce her, right? Tesei gabei mimonavshoch. He can remain married to her mimonavshoch. Why? Ikenuyahi hakenuyahi. If she's the full kinyan, right? Then her yibum helps for the other one, and there's no chalitza. So even if you give chalitza to the ketana when she grows up, it has no effect on the chareshes, right? The ilav kenuyahi, and if she is not married at all, in other words, they made it a suffix whether the marriage is a marriage or not, when they made the chareshes, right? Suffix. So if it's not a marriage, not a marriage at all. That means she never was married to the first guy. She's never married to the first guy. She's not usher because of his brother's wife. She's not a yavama at all. She's just, I'm a stranger. So you can marry her. You can marry her altogether. In fact, he gave chalitza to the other one. Has no effect on her at all. So manavshach. If it's a good kenyan, then the yibum should help and make the chalitza irrelevant, and you can stay married to her. If the marriage is no marriage, then it's no marriage at all. Then it wasn't a marriage to the first guy either. Then she's not. What's it called? Bechlali Yavama. So you can stay married to her altogether. Right? She has no shaykhus to the second one, to the ketana. So therefore, what's it called? It wouldn't be, Rav wouldn't have said that you're koneish the chareshes and then give her a get in order that she marry other people. You can stay married to her if you want. Either way, you don't have to give her a get. Because even though you're going to have to give chalitza to the ketana, but that's not going to affect her, manavshach. Because if her marriage was a vade marriage, then after Bia there's no chalitza. And if her marriage was no marriage, then she's not a Yavama altogether. You can stay married to her. The Ilav Kenuyahi Nochris Bialmahi, since it's not a stranger. So that's not to do with Ibu. Okay. See Rashi. Because you can't keep married to the chareshes, because afterwards you're going to have to give chalitza to the ketana, otherwise she won't be able to marry anybody. And once you give chalitza to the ketana, So now you're over on Lo Yivne with the Chareshes, because you gave Chalitza to one. You can't make Yibum with after you made Chalitza one Tzor. You can't do two things in the same house. Chareshes Knuya B'Mitzvah Sumashuyeres Ketana Sofik Knuya Kula Sofik Ena Knuya Klau. Right, so Rav Chisda said that Rav holds that the marriage of the Chareshes is for sure Kona, but only partially, and the marriage of the Ketan is a Sofik, whether it's Kona altogether. If it is, it's Kona completely. If it's not, it's not Kona at all. The Bishnehem Knuyos and Mishuyoros Lekalamemer. You can't say that both of them, the Rabbanim made a Kinyan, a partial Kinyan. The Masnis and Shamin in law. If they're on the same level, they're both partial kedushin, then one should help for the other. Then you should be able to give yibum to one and part to the other, or chalitza to one and part to the other. Obviously, they're not on the same level. Okay, and until now, we thought the reason is because of what the preference of the husband was. But now we're saying that maybe because of the preferences or whatever, maybe that the Rabbanan made the Kedushin different. But whatever the reason, the Rabbanan made this Kedushin different. Ushtem Sofik Nami Lekalamemer, Mirkani Sefer, the Masnisin, Ba Yavam Alaktana, the Chazer Uba Lachareshes, Posel the Saktana. Now, you can't say that they're both a Sofik because of the Sefer, which we didn't learn yet. That if the Yavam has Bia with the Ktana and then with the Chareshes, he Posels the Ktana. Ba Yavam Alachareshes, the Chazer Uba Lachtana, Posel Sakareshes. You have beer with both of them, you pass all the first one also. The each damn sothic, and if they're both a sothic, then kamaiso, the first one should be mutter no matter what. Teisev gabei mimonavshach. The first one should be mutter no matter what. Why? Because if her marriage was a full marriage, so then what's it called? Then she's kondom. And the other one is nothing. Right? So, and if her marriage was what's it called? And if her marriage was nothing, then she's not a Yavama. Right? The ha'achrona lo posalo aleha, the imshteim knuyos, if both of them are kondi, ein ha'achrona poselis harishona, the ein achar bia klub. If the marriage is a vadei marriage, then the bia is a vadei bia, then after bia there's nothing. So even if you had bia with the second one, it doesn't posel the first one. It's ossert, right? The im, zu knuya, vizu eino knuya, eino tzorezu lezu. And if one of them is a good marriage and the other one not, right, then they're not tzoros. Then one can't affect the other one. El echad knuya mishuyeres, echad esav. Must be, therefore, that one is a sofik kinyan and one's a vadai kinyan misofik. With Rav Shaminan, the chareshes hiya knuya mishuyeres, uktana sofik. And from Rav, we hear that it must be that he holds that the chareshes is the one who has a partial kinyan, for sure. And the Ketan is the one who we're not sure has a complete Kenyan or no Kenyan. Mishum hachi teitzei achareshes beget. That's why you have to give a get to the chareshes. Because later when you'll give chalitza to the Ketana, right, it will asur her to you because of lo yivne. Dil mektana knuya hilagamre vadifa mechareshes uposel vachalitza osolel. And then the chalitza will posel the woman you made the bia with. And you couldn't give chalitza to the chareshes because she's not a bar chalitza. Haknuyahi v'suleka zika basraisa. If her kinyan is what's it called for sure, then what's it called? Then there's no more zika, and the other one can't answer her. So why do you have to divorce her? Nochris bialmahi v'lo posula chalitzas ktana. And if her marriage is no marriage, if we would say that the chareshes is the one who's a sotik, then she's not a yivam at all. So how can the other one passel, the chalitza of the other one passel you to a woman who's not nothing to do with this case? Zemara says the chitema, and if you'll ask me, if the halacha is that the ketana is the sothik and the chareshes is the meshuyer, right? Then ketana amay tamtin at shetagdul the tachlots teisiv gabe, right? Why do you have to wait and be cholitz the ketana? Let marry the ketana. Why? Iknuyahi haknuyahi. If what's it called, her marriage is complete, then what's it called? Then you can marry her. The ilav kenuyahi nuchreisa bialmahi, right? And if she's not kanui, then she's not a yavam altogether. So you could marry the ketana. Yeah, you could, but then what's going to happen to the chareshes? You can't give her chalitza, and you can't what's it called? You can't marry her obviously because you married the ketana. So the Chareshah is going to be end up not being able to marry anybody. So therefore, you have to do the other way. You have to marry the Chareshah, give her a divorce, and then give Chalitza the Ketana. There's no other way. Because if you marry the Ketana, which you could do, right, Mimonavshach, but then the Chareshah won't have any tikkun. Okay. Rashi. Chareshah. Can marry the Ketana no matter what, because if she's Conley, then you can make Ibum, and if she's not Conley, she's a stama woman, so you can marry her. The Gemara says if that you do that, Chareshes for my tepuk hala bas chalitza hi. The Chareshes is not a bas chalitza. The Rav takanto the tarvayuk tani. Rav wanted to find a way that both of these women could get married to somebody else. The ikashi masnis and diktoni boal aktana the chazru boal achareshes posel saktana amai posla hoil the nosva bereisha tepe chareshes beget uktana teisiv gabei mimonavshach kidamora the ikar takanto the tarvayu. And if you'll ask why in the case later in the Mishnah where it says that if you live with the ketana and then you live with the chareshes, then the ketana is posel, why is she posel, right? Since you married her first, right, let the Chareshes, then you marry the Chareshes, let her get to the Chareshes, right, and now the Ketana will be Mutter. Why? Mimonavshach. Like we said, because if her marriage was a full marriage, then what you did to the Chareshes afterwards has no effect. And if what's it called, her marriage is no marriage, then she wasn't married to the first guy either. And therefore, the fact that you gave Chalitza to the Chareshes has no effect on her either. So what's the problem? And both of them can get married now. Mara says, "Vika takanta tarvayu treats masnisa mishum gzeira dilma osul miboil chareshes bereisha." And echanami, if you marry the ketana first and then marry the chareshes and give her what's it called a get, right? Right. Boal ketana, and then chazur boal achareshes. That was still it'll work, but it's a gzeira. The Mishnah's usher to do that gzeira dilma usher boal achareshes bereisha, because we're afraid you'll be a deal with the achareshes first, and her kinyan is meshur, so there is it does have effect. B'achinami mitaris or the brayso l'kamar. Later on, the Gemara is going to answer this same answer, that's why the other case wouldn't be good. Really. Mikra Adin should be good, but it's Xera because we're afraid you'll do the opposite way, and that taka will be a problem. Okay. Who?
Not a case of sisters?
No, they're not sisters. This is over the Nochrias.
Why don't we say by the Ketana that once he marries her, he boils her, and then
Ain't Bila? No, because that's it. If it would be a Vadai, so we'd say that. But since it's either a Sothic or it's a weaker Kenyan. So it leaves place for the other one. That's why one doesn't part of the other one. That's the mission. Okay, I think we'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll finish up with the mission. At least, okay, I think after today it'll be easier to hear. Tomorrow gets a little bit more complicated.
Okay, elementary things we're worried about. People might think that this or that. Things that are so confusing, you're not worried about
it. Yeah, even more worried about Yeah, even more worried.